Should the Haynesboro have a 5-officer police force? Should a newly formed economic development corporation get $95,000 in government funding? How should the borough go about giving money to nonprofits? These are some of the questions the assembly has to decide on next week. Interim manager Brad Ryan's proposed FY18 borough budget includes an about $117,000 boost to the police department. It would pay for more overtime hours and a 5th police officer. Chief Heath Scott, who started last year, has advocated for more financial support for months. He says they need to return to a baseline of 5 officers to avoid burnout and turnover.
The department has never been set up the right way. It has never been budgeted the right way.
But some assembly members say the money may be better spent on things like addiction treatment services, something Haynes lacks. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt has been skeptical since the beginning, saying 5 officers didn't make a perfect police force before.
And for years, we had a 5-man police department that had a lot of problems with high turnover and alienation and crimes that didn't get solved because the police didn't have the community support.
To help offset police expenses, Ryan proposes a small increase in townsite mill rates, 0.1%. But most of the extra police expense will come out of the townsite's healthy savings account. Another complication is outside townsite enforcement. Haynes police have more calls to respond to since the Alaska State Troopers pulled out of the valley. The police budget doesn't include the cost of out-of-town response. There is still no firm proposal from the assembly or community about how to pay for the gap left behind by the trooper. Now let's talk about economic development. 1% of the borough's 5.5% sales tax is dedicated to tourism and economic development. The tax brought in more than $500,000 annually in recent years. But the money is underutilized. Close to $400,000 has built up in that account. A new organization is offering the borough an outlet to spend some of those savings. The nonprofit Haynes Economic Development Corporation is asking for $95,000 in borough funding. The corporation's board is mostly made up of local business owners. They want to see Haynes foster economic development in a more effective way. Doug Ulrud is one of them.
During my time on the assembly, I felt the borough failed at that. That the economic development that the borough had tried to do was not successful other than tourism.
The borough has been criticized, most recently by commercial fishermen, for how it uses the 1% tax. The critics say the money unfairly favors tourism over other sectors of the economy. Interim manager Ryan supports the HEDC's request. He says holding on to the leftover sales tax money isn't doing the borough any good.
My feeling is that this economic development and tourism tax is meant to be spent to, you know, have an effect on the community.
But some residents have doubts about giving such a significant amount of public money to this brand new organization. Assemblymember Heather Lendy brought up the disparity in how the HEDC would be funded compared to other nonprofits. She said most nonprofits have to prove themselves before receiving money.
On most grant writing committees that you're on, even the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation, they would say, you know, how much have you put in, what's your track record before giving a private nonprofit $95,000.
Funding for other nonprofits is also a topic of debate. In the past, the borough has set aside about $60,000 in community chest money. Then nonprofits apply for pieces of that pie. Margaret Friednauer wants to make the process more focused. She thinks the borough should set aside money for specific purposes, like after-school programs. Then that money would be allocated to nonprofits who meet those objectives. But not everyone on the assembly agrees with that approach. At a committee meeting this Thursday, the assembly is poised to delve into 3 budget topics: police, economic development, and nonprofits. If the majority of the members can agree on spending priorities, the budget may be approved at the May 30th meeting. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.